5 years ago or something. I don't even know.
Probably, yeah.
It's embarrassing that it's so many years. Well, planning to come 1.5 years ago, and then I was going to have a brain operation, and it was just on that week that we already had plane tickets and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Postponed.
I remember that, yeah.
But somebody there? Sable. So, I don't know, like with the phone and not knowing where it leads, I don't know what to say. So, like, to be politically correct here.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, I need to admit that I feel a little confused being here after so many years and seeing you all. I mean, some of your new faces, but so many faithful people from so many years back, and it's amazing. It's amazing to see the work in God go on, and to see Pastor Mika serving so faithfully here in Stockholm, and Taina, our missionary, and another missionary to Sweden here, Jussi. But I think it would be wise that we pray. Yeah, Father, we thank you for this evening and for this gathering. Thank you for Mesrak, who has opened her house, and also knowing her so many years and just seeing her faithfulness is so amazing. And Father, we're gathered here to hear you, and that's our desire, that you would speak to our hearts, and you would also speak to us as we have fellowship with each other, and that we could really sense that we are one body, even if there's big chunk of water between us, the Gulf of Bosnia. And Father, we thank you for the friendship, just for the love that there is in your family. And just want to remain a little minute here before your face, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Just worship you, Father. Jesus, thank you for your blood. Thank you for what you have done for us. Thank you for redeeming us. Thank you for calling us out of this world into your kingdom. Amen. Thank you for showing us the way to go. And lead us so that we wouldn't take anything for granted, but really would be sensitive to your leading as we go forward, Father, from glory to glory. From faith to faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be your name. Glory be to you. Amen. Here in Philippians 3, we can actually read a few verses here. 3:17. Brethren, join in following my example and note those who walk as you have us for a pattern. This New King James is so strange to me, but I try to read it. We're talking about it with Pastor Mika. He likes this. And I'm a King James only man. But for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. And here, I don't want to go into this walking as enemies of the cross of Christ, but he's just referring to that, saying that who set their mind on earthly things, and but then he says that our citizenship is in heaven, and politeo, or whatever the word is, Pastor Mikael, or something like that. But it is really referring to a society. Citizenship is a rather good translation, and King James has conversation, which is really funny, but that our society, our roots are in heaven, and that's how the whole church is actually. The church is founded by God. It's the body of Christ, and its roots are in heaven, and our citizenship is in heaven. And it's a point of view that, like, that really, if we think about it, it means so much in our lives, that we are, like Jesus says, that we are in the world, but not of the world, and that we're pilgrims and strangers here, just for a short while, and some of us are getting older, and some of us never get older. You guys are just forever young, but it's obvious that it becomes more and more clear to us as we may grow weaker and. And we sense the limitations of our body, we realize that we are not the same anymore, we're losing the strength maybe little by little. And none of us really know how long we are going to be here. And I know that some of you know about a friend of ours who is now still lying in the hospital in Kuopio, and got a brain bleed a couple of weeks ago, and started to get better, but now basically, humanly speaking, it's just like a waiting time, that how long will his body maintain its functions. And it happened to him just like that, like totally unexpected, just lost consciousness and was taken to the hospital. And when you are in these situations when somebody that you know so well, somebody that you love and have done so many things together, and then all of a sudden, like, it just says click and they are away, and you think about it, that really, that I mean they get a home call, I mean they get a call to go home, to where the citizenship is, to where the roots are, and even if, like, it hurts and you just are struck by it, and you say to God, like, why, oh God, like, why did you let that happen? But then you think that, well, I mean, isn't that where we're going? Isn't that where we actually belong? Yeah. And that this time here is so limited, like, we are so strange to the kingdom of God, in a sense, even if we are in it, but like Paul was saying, that some walk as enemies of the cross of Christ, and their mind is to the things here on the earth, and the cross reminds us of what Jesus did, and that the cross is really the way into the glory that is prepared for us. But it's a rugged way. It's not something that people would like to have. It's not something that seems to be attractive or trendy or anything, but it's the only way. It's the way of life, And I, when I'm thinking about the church, that why do we have a church? Why do we? What is the main purpose of being together and hearing the word and building each other? Well, isn't it that just all of us would just learn to walk as close to God as possible? That He would really, that He could speak to our hearts, that we could hear His voice in the word, that we could just be touched by His presence, and that the presence of God in our lives would be leading us, like from day to day, and in all the decisions that we make, and the priorities of our lives, because our citizenship is in heaven, and He is our head, the body that fills all in all, and if the church is not helping people in this close walk with God, if the church is not helping people to get to know Him better, to get to know His character, to get to know His thoughts through His word, then it's not worth much. There's other social clubs here on the earth that could serve you better for some other purposes. Mm. But there's nothing else that would give glory to God, and that would teach us in the real citizenship, in that real, like, in the real roots that we have. And because, I mean, then if we learn to walk with Him, like, nothing can actually shock us, really. Because He has even won the worst of the enemies, death. And death has been conquered, and it's just a gateway to life. And when He talks about this walking as an enemy of the cross, like the cross means so much even in our walk in here on this earth, that the cross teaches us to deny ourselves and to put first the kingdom of God. The cross delivers us from the power of sin. The cross is the way. But even as Christians, we might be found walking not like in the way of the cross, but as enemies of it at times, because that rebellion lives so deep in our hearts. That sin nature will not leave us until we get rid of this body. And as you remember, the struggle Paul is describing in Romans 7, when he says that the things that I don't want, that those I do. And like he sees that this battle within himself, and he was an apostle, that he saw that, like, this enemy of the cross is fighting the life of God within himself, and it's going to stay there. It's not going to happen. It's not going to be erased, deleted, as we would say today, like, just put the delete button. But it's not going to happen. But we live in this constant friction in as long as we're here. But like Paul is explaining that so well in the book of Romans, that we don't need to submit to that anymore, like to that enemy of the cross in our lives, and that we can learn to hear Him, we can learn to take steps that give glory to Him. And we don't need to be condemned by the thoughts that we have that rise from that enemy of the cross within me. Mm. But I can just, like, lift up my gaze, my eyes, to him that is on the cross. The thank you that I'm free. I don't need to yield to these things in my life, but I can follow you. And it's an amazing life. And James writes in James 4:8 that draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. That's the King James. Draw near to God. Come close to God and he will come close to you. And he's just waiting for us to take the step. And I think that prayer is so vital in this walking in the way of the cross. Because as we pray, it's kneel down to God or whichever position you like to pray in. It's really confessing that I'm dependent on you. Like I cannot live my life without you leading me. And I, like as we pray, we're yielding to God. We are surrendering to God. And we do it on purpose. We just do it by faith, because I mean, what we do, we can only do by faith. We don't need to be looking at like, am I really surrendering? Am I really yielding? But as I do it, I'm just saying, God, here I am, and you know better, and I just want to hear you. I want to follow you. I want to have your values in my life, and I want you to lead me so that I will be glorifying you in my work. Because I'm a citizen of heaven, I don't belong to this earth. But you have sent me here for a purpose. And that's something very, very beautiful and precious. I think that when we hear about somebody passing away, going into eternity, we sense the weakness in our body. And it's just as a reminder that yes, I'm really dependent on God. I mean, my life is not in my own hands, and it's just great to turn to him and to just quietly or loudly pray and speak to him and ask him to lead and to speak, because he wants that. He so much wants to have that communion with us. He's desiring and yearning for that. Amen. Thank you.